Howard staggered back a half step, feeling the sudden pulse of blood. I guess armor does help, a corner of his brain thought, as his left elbow pressed in against the deep wound the fifth guardsman's sword had opened in his ribs before he died. The wounded vicar shook his head, blinking to clear his eyes, and saw yet another guardsman coming at him. This one wore the insignia of a captain, and Howard just managed to parry the first blinding thrust. Yield! Captain Fandish shouted, parrying the victor's counter-thrust in turn. Go fuck yourself! Howard gasped back, and steel grated on steel as the captain's breastplate turned a powerful thrust from the dagger in the vicar's left hand. The two men clashed in a swirl of edged metal. Swords rang, not like bells, but like the insane clangor of Shan Wei's own anvil, and Howard was taller and stronger than Fandis, and more experienced to boot. But he was also older, already wounded, and unarmored. None of Carnicus' guardsmen had ever seen a fight like it, had ever imagined they might watch one of Mother Church's vicars and a member of the temple's own guard clash in an explosion of deadly swordplay here on the temple's own sacred ground. Howard's orange cassock was a deeper, darker color as blood pulsed from his wound, but there was nothing weakened about his sword arm or the cold, focused light in his eyes. He drove Fandis back, one stride, then another, another. The captain gave ground, then stopped and counterattacked, and there was something beautiful in the brutal violence of that exchange. Something fierce, predatory, something clean. Major Carnicus was shouting, but no one could make out his words over the clash of swords, and no one was really listening either, not really. They were all watching. Watching a bleeding vicar reject the distortion of the Inquisition's power. Watching a single wounded man, a man who knew he was doomed, that the corrupt enemy he despised with all his heart was about to crush every voice of opposition in God's own church, defy a score of armed and armored foes, and smile as he did it. It was something they knew they would never forget. Something they knew they would never be allowed to share with others, and which they already knew they would share anyway, in whispers so soft not even Jaspar Clinton would ever hear them. Whatever else Howard Wilson might be, he had been one of their own, commanded some of those same men, men like Constanzo Fandis himself, now forcing their way into his suite. And as they watched his hopeless battle, his refusal to yield, they knew that whatever the Inquisition's warrant of arrest might say, he had been worthy of their obedience. That he was still worthy of it. And then, suddenly, Howard rose on his toes, spine arching, as Captain Fandis's sword drove into his chest. It caught the vicar as he was closing, and the weight and momentum of his own body combined with the power of the thrust itself to drive the blade entirely through him. He grunted and dropped the dagger, clutching at the guard of Fandis's sword as he thudded to his knees. The guardsman released the hilt almost automatically, and Wilson bent forward, folding around the agony of his death wound. But then, the fallen vicar managed to straighten. Somehow he found the strength to raise his head once more. Blood bubbled from his lips, yet his eyes found Fandis's, and there was something in them, something like gratitude. Then Howard Wilson's eyes closed forever, and he toppled forward over the sword which had killed him.